Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus says this kind can only be driven out by prayer, some manuscripts, prayer and fasting. But moments ago, he had driven it out doing neither. Where is the prayer? We have seen the answer. We don't get to talk much about demon possession, unless you ask Reverend Dreyer about his PhD thesis. The reality is, though, this boy was demon-possessed. Many in Jesus' day were demon-possessed. He seems to come across them at every turn. Some possessed by legions of demons, some by soul demons. This boy by a deaf and mute spirit. All recognize the presence of the Son of God, and all tremble at his presence. And one by one, legion by legion, Jesus rebukes the evil spirits and delivered his beloved from the evil one, and showed himself to be Lord over these pathetic demons. To feign demon possession in this enlightened age would quickly garner a label of madness. Yet we have all claimed it, haven't we? Don't we follow in the footsteps of our parents, Adam and Eve, and every six-year-old caught in transgression? The devil made me do it. I'm not responsible for what I've done. Evil overcame me now. But I'm better now. Or even the more chic claim of these days, God made me do it. God created me this way. The woman you gave me, she gave me fruit of the tree and I ate. I can't help how I feel. I can't turn off my feelings, or God permits me to do this, even demands it. So we sit in judgment where it is not our place, losing charity and love for our neighbor. How ironic. What we believe to be a childish cop-out with which we try to fool ourselves, our neighbor, and try to fool God, therein actually lies the truth, hidden in a pack of lies. In all of them, thought, word, and deed, we show ourselves to indeed be held in bondage and slaves to sin, children of our father, the devil. So I wonder, how many social ills would be best consigned to the adversary and his minions, and best combated with prayer and fasting? Sociopaths, habitual offenders, addiction, all of them. All of them best be combated with prayer, fasting, the answer of God, for all our sin. And all are the effects of sin. All are sinful. So repent. Born into this world, you're born sinful, separated by God, by our sin. And so we are brought to our mother, the church, so that we might be born again. Born by the blood of the bridegroom and the water of life. Brought to the font where the blessings of our Heavenly Father exercise our sinful nature, casting out the unclean spirit, make way for the Holy Spirit. With the sign of the cross, we are marked as ones redeemed by Christ the crucified, and wielding the gift of prayer, we pray to our Father who art in heaven, in Jesus' name and as he has taught us. So see how Jesus engages this deaf and mute spirit, and therein see what he has done for you. This demon, who can only be driven out by prayer, Jesus drives out with an answer to prayer, his own word. This deaf and mute spirit hears the word of the Lord just fine, and is compelled to obey, unable to resist. This man who pleads that God's will be done, for his unbelief to be dispelled, for his son to be delivered from the evil one, receives all for which he asks, and even more. The disciples had failed in their attempt to drive out the spirit on their own. Instead, when prayer ascended to the ears of Jesus, God's compassion poured out, and the boy was delivered. The will of God is done in the work of Jesus. Even as this believing man had asked of God, just as he had prayed. So we too pray. We too ask of God. We bid him drown our unbelief, that our belief would thrive. We bid him exorcise our demons, forgive our trespasses, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He bears with us another day. He comes to us through means, through servants, forgiving us, granting us life and salvation. The people to whom you will be sent will ask you for all manner of spiritual care, but not you, the Lord. In the work of Jesus lies the victory of sin over sin, death, and the devil. So that such victory would be given to all of us, he calls us, his servants, into his service, sending us out to pray, fast, rebuke, bless, baptize, forgive, and feed. And what a blessing to give and to receive these same gifts. What a blessing that daily we too rise to new life, another day of God's grace. By prayer and fasting, spiritual and physical discipline, inward and outward training, we commend ourselves to one another and to God. Deliver us from the evil one. Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel have charge over me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.